Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Shahram Haidian, a native-born Iranian, has come to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Shahram now works to lead Muslims to Jesus as well. Shahram also has a ministry of warning the church of the threat that Islam is to our present world and how that threat, this religiosity, will be a major player in the future. Today on PTIB, I bring Shahram to my broadcast table to discuss the recent presidential election and the part that Muslims have and will play in the next administration. This will be a very informative conversation. You do not want to miss it. Shahram will come to the broadcast table right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing in just a moment. If you want to know more about Islam, its background, how it came into existence, how it has developed over the years, and what the prophetic significance of Islam is, you need to get a copy of my 5-hour audio series entitled Ishmael's Islamic Invasion. It's available at my website, prophecytoday.com bookstore. Go there and you can make your purchase of Ishmael's Islamic Invasion. Well, a couple of weeks back, I talked with Shahram Haidian. He has a ministry, Till Project, Truth and Love, and his endeavor is to go among the Muslim world trying to bring them to Jesus Christ, but also warning the church of what the Muslim world, here in America in particular, may mean in the future as far as the United States. Shahram was born actually in Iran, and after 27 years, he came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now here in America, tell us, Shahram, what the address of your website is, please, sir.
Well, thank you, Dr. DeYoung. Our website is tilproject.com. T-I-L, that's Tom Ida Lincoln, the word project.com, which of course stands for Truth and Love, and that's the name of our ministry, Truth and Love Ministries.
We've all been watching, Shahram, the elections unfold and then the recounts or the questions about whether this was a valid legal election that did take place. We don't know how that result is ultimately going to come out. We'll just continue to watch from the sidelines to see what is happening. But the last time we talked about the Muslims and their influence in the election arena here in the United States. Now, let's talk about that. Did the Muslims have an influence in the U.S. political arena as it related to the activity of electing a president, which, of course, at this time, President-elect Joe Biden, we don't know that is the final determination or not, but did the Muslims play a role in this presidential election?
Well, without a doubt, they have had a role, and they have a growing presence because, as we talked about last time on the program, Dr. DeYoung, they are politically have gone to another level. They have hyper-political activism now by the claims of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, and the rest of the Muslim Brotherhood organizations in America. Their goal has been for several years to have 1 million Muslims vote in the elections, particularly for president. And according to their own numbers, they claimed that they were very close to that, that 84% of Muslims voted in this year's election, and almost 70% of those went for Democrats. So they are becoming a very powerful voice, and of course, they are working with their progressive leftist Democrats, socialist Marxist Democrats, in getting their way. And their way is what? Their way is to ultimately overthrow this republic, to come against this constitution. Again, this is their own stated words in the explanatory memorandum, the playbook of the Muslim Brotherhood, which says that they want to sabotage our miserable house from within.
You mentioned the Muslim Brotherhood, having lived in Jerusalem for over 29 years. I recognize that name. They're the granddaddy of all terrorist organizations that came to power in Egypt. And you have reported to us in the past of the presence of the Muslim Brotherhood here in America. Did they also? You mentioned them, but can you go more in depth about their part in the presidential election and other elections as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have seen over the last number of years, first of all, in 2015, you saw the institution of a new political party that nobody really knows or understands called the USCMO, the United States Council of Muslim Organizations. This was basically their launch of a political party to advocate for Muslim agendas, including the imposition of Sharia in America. Then you have the Council of American Islamic Relations, who I already mentioned, CARE, very active and very much working to turn out that voter base, that Muslim voter base. Plus also you have the Islamic Society of North America, or ISNA, and the Islamic Circle of North America, ICNA. And it was at the ICNA Muslim American Society Conference a number of years back where Nihad Awad, the head of CARE, Dr. DeYoung, said that we are aligning ourselves with the left. Black Lives Matter is our matter, they said. Black Lives Matter is our campaign. We've seen Muslim Brotherhood operative Keith Ellison, the attorney general in Minnesota, who is vocally in support of Antifa, his son, who is on the Minneapolis City Council, vocally supportive of Antifa. And then, of course, recently, you have Ilhan Omar in the 5th District in Minnesota, who has come out not only against Trump supporters, but we know based on a Project Veritas video that there was ballot harvesting and criminal activity happening in her district where they were going to these Muslims and getting them to support and vote for Biden and vote for Democrats. So this is all stuff that is being exposed, that has to be exposed, but these are the organizations, Dr. DeYoung, that are hyper active in American politics and getting more and more brazen. And if the stealing of this election is allowed to stand, then a Biden administration will mean that the Islamic movement will go to the upper house in America within 4 years. That's my prediction, and it's a bold prediction. But I believe, based on the evidence, that's what's going to happen.
I know that we had a number of candidates, Muslim candidates, for all levels of the United States political arena, from the local, state, and then even the national level, with some running for election for the House of Representatives or re-election in that area. Did Joe Biden come out and campaign for these Muslims to be elected in their positions that they were running for?
Well, he didn't, Joe Biden didn't come out and campaign for himself. I mean, he was spending too much time in his basement, but he did do videos. We know, of two or three different, webinars that he did online with these organizations. He did one for a group called M-Gage. He did another one for Muslim Power, as another organization led by Linda Sarsour. And in these videos, and also Kamala Harris, came out and said that she would immediately support the Muslim community, undo the travel ban that the president has put into place. They would reverse the cutting off of funding to the Palestinian Authority. If you remember, Trump cut off the funding to the Palestinian Authority and to Hamas and expose that. So they would undo that. So they, maybe not overtly, but then certainly covertly and in a more looser way, are supporting Muslim candidates. And in the M-Gage video, Biden was where he said that, you know, we need to teach more of Islam in the public schools, and we need to be able to have, and that he committed that he's going to have Muslims at every level of his administration. This is a very, very shocking statement. And by the way, can I point out one candidate, Dr. DeYoung, who actually got elected, which is related to this election? There is a Michigan Democrat, a state representative elect. He is recent. He just got elected. Abraham Ayash, 26, and he just did a video where he threatened the children of one of the Republican Wayne County Board of Canvassers. You remember that there's a controversy right now about certifying the election in Wayne County, which is Detroit area, and these people are so brazen. So when they get political power, we have to understand, they get very brazen with their threats. Just like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar threatening Trump supporters and threatening that they're going to show up at our houses, this individual threatened the children openly in a racist rant, in a rant that I believe is criminal. There's no doubt it was a threat, saying that we're going to visit your children and we're going to show them how racist you are and we're going to let them know what's at stake. So, and the video is online. So this is what happens. I just want people to understand that when these individuals, when we've seen them get power, political power, they are not benign. They then come out of the woodwork and show their true colors and show their absolute commitment to radical ideologies, a fundamentalist Islam, and they have the aid and comfort of these Democrat fools who support getting them into power, not realizing that many times they will then be turned upon by these very Muslims who are in power, just like we have seen in Europe.
Sharam, last time we talked, you and I had a conversation about the fact that Joe Biden had promised the Muslim community here in America that indeed when he put his administration together, should he be elected, that he would include at every level, from top to bottom, Muslims who would assist him in administering his 4 years as President of the United States. Now, as you have been watching President-elect, that's what they're calling him, Joe Biden, have you seen this starting to come to fruition? Do you think that's a possibility? Should he go into the White House, will he have these Muslims, like you're talking about, in every single level of his administration?
Without doubt, Dr. Young. Now, I have not seen those signs quite yet. Yes, if that were to happen, it is very, very troubling. When you give these individuals that type of power, Dr. DeYoung, they will not ever give it back. They will get it entrenched, and they will then begin to move very rapidly. And by the way, one of the things that I expect to see with a Muslim in the administration and having that kind of access is I think you're going to immediately see hate speech laws and executive orders and a Department of Justice that is going to be weaponized under a Biden-Harris administration that will be way more weaponized than under Obama to come after individuals who they deem, you and I and others, who they deem as speaking hate, even though it is protected First Amendment speech.
And that may well be the future for the United States of America. We'll have to stand by and see ultimately what the final result in the presidential election is going to be. But the reason we wanted to go to Sharam, we want you to understand what viable possibilities are in the next administration, if it is an administration of Joe Biden. Sharam, thank you so very much. Great information you've given us. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll have to have another conversation down the road. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Dr. DeYoung. God bless you all.
Very important conversation with Sharam Hadian as he looked at how the influence of the Islamic community in America did play and will play in the future a key role in electing Joe Biden and his potential administration. You know, Muslim eschatology states that the Islamic world wants to put in place a caliphate, a worldwide kingdom in the future. In order to be able to do that, the Muslims need to overthrow the elected leadership of America and then move to set up that caliphate with Muslims at all levels in the next presidential administration. However, having said that, I want to remind you that God is still in control, especially in the political arena. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. You need to get a copy of my 5-hour audio series entitled Ishmael's Islamic Invasion. It's available at my website, prophecytoday.com bookstore. Go there and you can make your purchase of Ishmael's Islamic Invasion. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining me on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.